I'm not subpoenaed.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, today I think we made progress, specifically on the front of providing additional revenue by doing a few things concerning gaming. Looking for expanding gaming in Illinois, expanding the current positions or the current number of positions on existing riverboats in Illinois, providing some type of, and I think there's universal agreement among all caucuses in the governor, that we should provide some type of assistance to make sure that the agribusiness industry that's related to the horse racing industry does not suffer drastically from increasing gaming. So we began to discuss in general terms among the various caucuses about those issues and talked about using some of the revenue for infrastructure improvements, our capital bill, roads, bridges, schools throughout the state of Illinois, as well as moving forward with providing some additional money for education, which is certainly many of our priorities. The governor has indicated a willingness to hold his nose. He's not necessarily a fan of expanding gaming here in Illinois, but hold his nose and sign that bill as long as we can provide, in addition to education dollars and infrastructure dollars, provide health care and accessible, affordable health care for the people of the state of Illinois. And he has indicated a willingness to not necessarily tie up an expansion of gaming so that the revenue specifically from gaming would go to help provide health care. He would look to other sources to do that and would work with the various caucuses to ensure that if we do expand gaming, that money would go for infrastructure improvements, roads and bridges, and educational uses. And we would work on the health care piece, which is prerequisite to signing any gaming bill from other sources of revenue in the state of Illinois.
Where is all this headed when the Speaker and Leader Cross both make it seem as if it's a non-starter in the House?
Well, are you speaking specifically of health care or gaming?
Oh, gaming, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I don't know what they told you, but I can certainly tell you in the meetings that there's been a spirit of cooperation. The question is, what is the final package going to look like? Leader Cross has proposed a bill with Speaker Mattingen to expand gaming at the current riverboat. So,
I mean, that's what they're talking about, is the ceiling.
Well, I think that I'm hopeful that once we begin to talk about that the money can be used for infrastructure improvements and educational opportunities, that we'll be able to find a common ground between the bill that passed the Senate and ultimately what the current bill that is sitting in the House that's been introduced by Speaker Mattingen and Leader Cross. And although I'm certainly not indicating that there has been an agreement, there's certainly among us when we're discussing these issues has been a willingness and a growing willingness to cooperate and coming up with some type of solution.
Is the governor willing at all to scale back the health care plan that you're talking about as a prerequisite, or does it have to be the full proposed all-comers?
Yeah, the governor has indicated a willingness to look at scaling back the health care plans as long as it meets the goals of providing affordable access to health care to all people in Illinois. He's already indicated that he would be willing to forego the current or the immediate implementation of the health care plan until June 1st of 2008, almost a year from now. That would make the statutory or constitutional requirements for having 71 votes currently in the House and 36 in the Senate less. So
but
we could pass it. So we could pass it out of the House with 60 votes and out of the Senate with 30. That would indicate this year, certainly, since it wouldn't be implemented until June 1st of next year, much less of a strain on this year's budget. In addition, we believe that the employer assessment, or the assessment that is in the original bill that would require that employers who don't provide health care for their employees, would be a significant revenue stream towards ensuring that we can provide affordable access to health care and taking care of the governor's proposal.
Where did this change of heart come from, I guess, in regards to the governor wasn't going to back down? Now we see that there could be a plan out there.
Well, I don't believe that it's a change of heart. It's my feeling that the governor has made his goals clear all along, affordable access to health care to all people in the state of Illinois that can have long-term goals of bringing down the ever-increasing cost of health care throughout the state to individuals, employers, and the state as a whole. So those goals have not changed. He's indicated a willingness all along to be reasonable, to talk through and listen, and try and make that goal a reality.
Just for clarity here, are we talking about instead of like a $7.6 billion plan, he'd be willing to go for a $600 million plan?
I think that without getting to specifics, the governor has indicated a willingness to work with all caucuses to meet those goals. And that would mean, I believe, doing something that would help reduce the introduced cost of his health care program.
What other than the payroll tax would it require any other revenue, and what other sources would you look at?
Well, I think there's several, and the payroll tax is obviously one. We also, as I indicated, are looking at a later implementation date, almost a year from now, that when the bill would be implemented. Therefore, in this year's budget would not be the type of cost that payroll tax could get going at that time, and we could do some of the groundwork to get the healthcare proposal ready to roll on June 1st of 2008. That's a savings in and of itself. Also, you know, we've talked about various other options, looking at helping close the gap that we currently have in our budget negotiations, whether they're looking at some of the funds that we have throughout the state of Illinois that have excess balances, looking at potentially closing some more corporate loopholes. But the key ingredient, I believe, to any future health care plan would be that employer assessment, which would be paid by employers who have over 10 employees and do not provide health care for their employees.
Are you talking about a higher level for that assessment than what's currently in the bill?
I don't believe that at this time we're talking about a higher level.
But it would still generate about $1 million or $1 million?
There's various estimates. Well, there's a little difference between $1 million and $1 billion, but who's counting, huh? It's my understanding that the employer assessment anywhere would grow throughout the years. But you asked an important question about scaling back. We're not talking about scaling back the goals. We're not talking about scaling back any of the means of providing affordable access health care for everyone. We would look at taking the employer assessment as well as potentially some other revenue and implementing the health care plan beginning June 1st of 2008 and over a four-year period. So it would be a phase-in of the health care plan, which I believe we always had talked about phasing it in, but we would phase it in over a four-year period.
Is that four-year phase-in what you discussed, or is that a slower start?
The four-year phase-in was in the original bill. Obviously you're going to always look at how it is phased in and what can, as a practical means, be done in order to implement major legislation. And some of it is just the very nature of getting the bureaucracy moving to set up the various insurance pools and the other types of programs that would be part of the Illinois Choices.
Is phasing it in over more years an option?
I believe that the governor has indicated a willingness to talk, but is pretty well set on four-year phasing.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
Could you start really small, like pilot or anything?
We're not interested in that.
Okay.
What did he say he wasn't interested in?
I didn't hear that.